Where were you stationed?
I was at Fort Hood, Texas with the 1st Cavalry Division. I was an infantryman at Fort Hood. I went to Germany for 6 months and came back. Then I served in the National Guard for 13 years as a tanker. I was a tanker here in California with the California National Guard. And I love the military, and I love protecting the freedom of the country. And I feel that in this situation with the Afghanistani thing, with this September 11th, it's time to kick some butt. It's time to kick some major tail. And what, the left, the protesters, I mean, what, I don't know. The left's bucket's full of holes. That's all I got to say about
it. Do you feel like the government's telling you the truth about things?
I do.
I mean, like, well, for example, do you feel like George Bush and his kind of crusade for quote, I mean, whatever you think of George Bush as a person, do you feel like they're telling us everything about what they're doing, you know?
There's some things they can't tell us.
And why? Why? Are we stupid? I mean, you're not stupid. I'm not stupid.
They can't tell us their exact next move. But I like how step by step they're saying pretty much what they're going to do is they're going to go after the people that hit us. I agree with that. Right, go after the people that hit us.
What about
all the stuff about the, you know, class warfare and social action and secret stuff. It's hard for me to comment. I can only comment on the basic deal of they hit us and it's time for us to hit back.
I know in the military, of course, the term collateral damage refers to actual people. So there have been reports, independent confirmed reports about basically more people in Afghanistan were killed by our bombs than died in the World Trade Center. Not to justify either one, but more people were killed on the ground, more civilian, more collateral damage. This is independent reports the government basically hasn't said. I mean, this is stuff you can find online anywhere.
I've heard about that report.
Is that all right? I mean, what does that mean? What do you think?
It's unnecessary, and it's too bad. It's horrible. But it happens during war. This part of war. And it's horrible that it happened. They try, and you know, they've been trying to get this thing more and more. Anytime you use heavy weapons, you got to be very careful about where they go. And if you don't have it, do it quite right, people get killed. It's too bad, but it happens.
But, I mean, how about, let's take another topic, for example. I mean, in the 1980s, the CIA funded the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. You know, we basically created and funded. We funded for decades, you know, against the Soviet Union. Maybe you can call it context.
That is true. A lot of that's true. That's very true. We did.
CIA calls it blowback.
We gave them the Stinger missiles that they helped kick the Russians out. Then the Russians left, and all the Taliban guys came in, apparently. And then it's been chaos since then. Then they allow them to do the terrorist attacks. Then we're involved.
What do you think about the fact that, like, the government, the proposed government over there, all the warlords from Afghanistan, they weren't any better than the Taliban, necessarily? I mean, and they're our enemies, and then they're our friends. I mean, like, how do you justify? I mean, why?
It's complicated. But the main thing is we're going after the bad guys. We're going after the bad guys, and that's what I want. I want my tax money going to bombs that are going to bomb the people that hit us on September 11th. I swear. I gotta go.
You gotta go.
Okay. Good talking.
Yeah. Thanks. Take it easy.